Yes, it is. We're back on News Radio KMAN's In Focus. Talking today here with Jason Smith, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO. And you know, we've talked a lot about different things here this hour. And one thing we haven't gotten to yet is some of the other delays that the Chamber has seen so far. I know there's been quite a few.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we were real excited about when the year started was the increased focus on retaining and attracting talent, and we launched, of course, at our annual meeting, we launched the new young professional program, which was called HYPE, and we had a strategy to go forward to reinvigorate our Return to the Flint Hills program, and we were going to have a full-time workforce person who was going to travel around to all the universities and colleges and talk about jobs available in Manhattan, and you should come here or stay here and continue to live, work, and play in Manhattan. Obviously, those things have been pushed on the back burner as we've had our economic development team focused 100% on what they can do to help our businesses. And you know, we've got a lot of people right now unemployed, and we need to find a way to get these businesses back up and running and people back to work. Once that happens, maybe we can reevaluate a lot of our workforce efforts. Obviously, it's hard to reinvigorate a young professionals program when people can't get together because, you know, a big portion of that was the social aspect of it. And so, you know, I don't think those people have lost their enthusiasm. And, you know, we still reach out, and there's still some talking going on and planning going on. But obviously, that's going to get delayed a little bit, and we'll, when things get back up and running, I'm every confidence that we're going to see people back at work, and hopefully, you know, and I almost hate to say this, but you know, hopefully we'll get back in a scenario where our employers, their biggest challenge is where do I find employees, not where I find customers, or what do I need to do to keep my business open. And if we can get back to that point, then I think economically we'll be in good shape, but we'll be ready to attack that when that comes and head out and try to get people who are maybe at MATC or the university to stick around and work, or get people in other parts of the region to move to Manhattan and be part of this community. You know, I know we're in a really difficult time, and we're dealing with a lot of struggles internally and with our members and with just our regional businesses, but I'm still optimistic that this is the kind of community and that can weather this, and together when things are ready to come out, that we are all going to work together and not let partisanship or personal things impact our ability to come together as a community and survive this. And I am convinced now more than ever that Manhattan will come out of this, and we will be stronger eventually than we were when we went in. And we're very happy to be part of that. And things may not be the same as they've been in a lot of the areas where we're used to things being a certain way. But I think our organization and our leadership has expressed that we are looking for ways to think differently and outside the box, so that we can have a V recovery and not have to wait for months and months to get back to where we were before. So that's the message from the Chamber right now, is hope and optimism. And I would encourage anyone that just feels like they've hit a brick wall and doesn't know what to do, you know, primarily businesses, but I think as a community member, we're happy to try to help anybody. But that you feel like you've hit a brick wall and don't know what to do, give us a call. Call the main switchboard, email info@manhattan.org, email me, jason@manhattan.org. You know, we want to try to help people get through this, because we want everyone to be able to participate in the recovery when that eventually happens.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the good things that's going to come out of all this is, you know, usually when people are in a jam, the entrepreneurial spirit of individuals is so wonderful to see. I'm sure there's people brainstorming ideas right now of opportunities for new tech jobs or something that they've seen a weakness in our economy now that they want to fix here that might be usable, post recovery,
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, Brandon, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention how much we appreciate you all and Manhattan Broadcasting and all of our media partners, because the amount of information that has been part of this is enormous, and I think all of our media partners have been great in getting information to the public, in some cases, that at a loss, and are in the same predicament that every business in town is in terms of not knowing what the future looks like and how things are going to move forward. And it is so important that you all and all of our media, local media, remain strong. And so anything people can do to keep the radio for business rolling in Manhattan, I think, is going to be critical for us moving forward. So thank you and Dave and all your team down there for everything you're doing, too.
Oh, we sure appreciate that. It's nice to hear stuff like that. It's a tireless job sometimes. We love doing what we do here. We love serving our community and telling the community stories. That's the fun part about this job here. So thank you, Jason.
Yep. Yeah, we're lucky to have you guys, and keep up the good work.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next month. Hopefully, maybe we'll get to be in person. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
That would be awesome. Yes, indeed.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too, Jason. Jason Smith, Chamber President and CEO, joining us here this morning on In Focus.
What a great interview today.
Yeah.
A lot of good information there and a lot of fodder for looking forward to things down the road. Tomorrow, we have Gary Fike from Kansas State Research and Extension. We got some folks from the Senior Center and also T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. So that's all part of In Focus tomorrow. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and Royals Playback is tonight, beginning at 7 on K-Man. Have a great day.